on my own. Don't need to be told to be so bold. It's at the peak, out of reach, but it's what I seek. I can't explain it. Do I take it or just let it slip away?
Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome back to the Howdy Howdy Podcast. Today, one thing I was thinking about. How exactly do you say your brand name?
Aziel.
Aziel.
Yes.
I have owner?
Yes.
Creator?
Yes.
Cultivator?
Yep.
Of Aziel here with me. Please introduce yourself. Let the people know. Okay. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Nicole. I am the creator of Aziel Official, which is a Christian brand that is dedicated to spreading God's love, sharing truth, and glorifying Him.
And being Hispanic,
yes,
I know religion for sure is a very prominent thing in a household of Latino families, Hispanic families, and everything. What would you say was like your first memory that you're like? I mean, I would assuming if you're starting your like a Christian brand, like you have a very deep like love and care for what you believe in. So right. Like what age did you really like feel that?
So honestly, it started pretty young, because so my parents got divorced whenever I was younger, and that was like a really hard thing for my mom, and she turned to God, and that really helped her through. So ever since we were really little, like, she taught us about the love of God, about forgiveness. And so since I was really little, I knew about God. And then, but it wasn't honestly until I was older that I kind of like I always loved God, but I like chose to have a relationship with Him.
That matters.
That's yeah.
Cool. That matters. That's when I was in high school, I mean, I grew up Catholic.
Right. Just
from like very, very South American, like that's kind of, I think, the prominent thing.
Right.
And I think it's a huge difference whenever you make the decision to like invest that time, seek it out, try to learn, than when your mom drops you off at Sunday school right. class and you like are there out of your, like, you know, against your will.
Right. It's almost like just you're there because your mom took you because it's expected of you, but it's not really because you want to be there. And so just when I got older, I guess I understood it better. I had a lot of things that I needed to like heal and like really work on in my life. And I knew that I could do that with God. So, I decided to like have a better relationship, and I decided to get baptized. Like, I chose that by myself. And yeah.
I see. And I mean, I went through the same. I mean, if you don't know, has a boyfriend and everything. So, and going through that at a young age, it's kind of like when I kind of also started my journey of like going to church and all of that, and like getting baptized by choice. was around the same time when my parents split. Very interesting.
Sorry.
No, you're good. No, yeah, go ahead.
So my parents split when I was a baby.
Little.
I was like a baby, and so it was something that was really difficult for me growing up. Like, a lot of the things that, like, yeah. we had to, you know, walk through and experience, like, it's hard. So it was just, like, a choice that I made. Honestly, it was in, like, 2017, I think, that I decided, like, really yeah. to. I was, like, already older. I still yeah. knew God, like, the, you know, since I was younger, but it wasn't until I was, like, older.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
And clothes. You decided to put on clothes. And, I mean, like, you know, there's, like, jewelry, this, that, and the other, a whole plethora of different ways to, like, I guess, express that love. What made you choose clothes?
So, also, since I was young, I always really liked fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
any girly things.
And anything with, like, design, I thought it was really cool. And ever since, like, I could, I would take, like, all the, like, creative classes in school, you know?
Really? That's really cool.
So, in high school, I did interior design. I did fashion design because I really enjoyed that stuff.
That's dope.
Yeah.
We offered interior design?
Yeah.
At Lakes?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah. That's, I mean, pretty cool. I'm not saying it was, like, the greatest.
Oh, but it was, like, there. It was there. That's really cool. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. So, I always really liked, like, fashion and, like, design and everything like that. And I don't know, like, I had this desire to, like, pursue something creative. And so, I don't know, I always like it was like a dream in my heart that like I was like I'd like to do like something with fashion. And so that's I ended up doing it.
That's really cool. Interestingly enough, so my, mom's a business owner of a wellness spa, but like she graduated with like a degree in Columbia with fashion design.
Really?
Yeah, so like not gonna lie, like growing up, like, she'll put things together for me and I'm like, no, and stuff, blah blah blah. But like she can put it together really. My mom be sewing out when she goes out, my goodness. She
Really?
stunts. She stunts. She really can flex on people, I'm not gonna lie. But
Love that.
so that one, yeah. I mean, I respect it. I mean, especially like I think I'm still kind of learning, but like I think putting things together in a very aesthetic way is very difficult. So I give props to people who can really put it together.
Thank
Dripped
you.
out. Those are the pandas, right?
Yeah.
She's wearing pandas at 9:30 in the morning.
Shout out to Koka for that. He gets me all the cool shoes.
Hey, shout out to the mans. That's really cool. And I mean, for you, what would you say article of clothing wise was like the biggest thing that can make or break an outfit, in your opinion?
Ooh, honestly, shoes probably.
Shoes? Because that's such a like, I don't know. It can, I mean, I've never, I think I got my first pair of like, I think Dunks, maybe. I think like late last year. And it's just like, I think that I've always thought they were cool and stuff, but like, man, some people drop a lot of money for shoes. And it's just
Yes,
like,
it's, they're
I
expensive.
agree. And I mean, I dropped a lot of money for shoes, for basketball shoes,
Yeah.
because I'm gonna use them. But like, I mean, like I personally really like I'm not I don't sit and like clean my shoes, so it's like
Yeah.
investing into that I feel like is a silly choice.
You see, and like, I know that I focus on like t-shirts and like, you know, tops and stuff, but I just think that shoes like really make an outfit like
I agree.
look cool, you know? Like, you can elevate a t-shirt with the right shoes, you
A
know?
hundred percent. 100%.
I love shoes.
I really like your minimalist design, honestly.
Thank
It's
you.
very clean. And I think I mean, I'm gonna leave it later. But when I get my own place, I really like that like minimalist, very clean look. Just cause I don't know. Like I think having like people who have like shelves with like a bunch of books, cool knickety necks and stuff is really nice. But I think there's something like very peaceful with like
Yes.
simplicity and a lot of earthy tones that I've
Yeah.
noticed. And that's something I'm trying to get into.
Yeah.
Very how do I put it? Neutral colors.
Yes. I
Because
love that 'cause it's like easier to like work with also and like it goes with so many things.
Yes.
But
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I
yes.
do try to keep like my designs like pretty minimal just 'cause I don't know, I just feel like they're more timeless. And I've, you know, for a
Yes.
while though, like I was like, is this enough? Like maybe it's too plain. But like, I don't know, I guess I figured out a way that I really enjoy to make my designs that like I feel like it does, it's still powerful, but it's minimal.
Walk me through your creative process. Like, how does from like what when you like get an idea, like how does it go?
Okay, so ideas, honestly, it comes random sometimes. Like sometimes whenever I try to sit down and design, like it doesn't come to me. Like I have to really let it like flow. Whenever I try to force myself, it doesn't like really work out. But whenever I am like in the zone, whenever like I get an idea, I get my iPad and I always work in Procreate.
Procreate. My
I don't
sister
know if you
uses
know what that is.
yes. So, I mean, we have a little bit of art on the fridge, but like, my sister, like, is very talented. So we're really
Yeah.
trying to push that, like, I guess, activity with her. So she
Yeah.
has like Procreate. She's
No,
like,
it's amazing. Like, it's
She
a
makes some
really,
cool
really
stuff.
cool tool, especially for people that like really know how to like draw. Like, you could do a lot of things on there. I'm not like, you know, a detailed drawer or anything like that, but I can do like t-shirts and like
You'll
design,
get your design across,
you
yeah.
know, the basic like idea. So I design everything on Procreate. And then I like size it and I go through and I like get like pictures of like the shirts and like the colors I want to use and I like really like make like an image of like how I want it to look and to and then whenever I'm like really happy with it and then like the sizing and everything I go through and I send it to something called Transfer Express, which is a company that sends you screen prints that you can like press on.
I
So they're like
see.
heat activated
Oh,
and
you
stuff.
have so and you have your own heat press.
I do because so I for used you. To I used to screen print everything myself, which I had to learn how to do all of that. It's a really like lengthy process and it can get a little bit complicated and like
Costly? Not really.
yeah. Well, I honestly started very basic, you know, because I wasn't like big balling or
All
anything. So I
right, of
had to start, you
course.
know, from the bottom. So really basic. That's why I was screen printing everything myself. Because I was like, I'm gonna try to do as many things as I can by myself.
Before you have to add other
Yeah,
hands
and then
in.
I'll like go through and try to like, you know, go up and up. So I would screen print everything. It can get costly though because it's paint. You can easily mess up. So then you mess up 10 shirts. That's money, you
Yeah,
know?
I see.
So then I, after getting tired of screen printing for so long, because honestly, like it's also physically demanding. Like you're there just like shirt after shirt
I
after shirt,
see.
washing screens and all of that.
I'm trying to think, what exactly is that the thing where you like have the shirt out, like spread out, and you like wipe a thing on it, or when
Yes.
you not the press?
No. So when you screen print, let's say you put the t-shirt down and then you have a screen. So it's like, let's say like a wooden frame with like this mesh like cover on it.
I think, and then you have the paint that you like wipe
And then you
over
have the
it.
design on the mesh and then you put it on the shirt and then you put your paint and then you have to like pass it
Okay, then I
through.
have seen that. Dang, wow, that
Yeah.
is very laborious.
Yes, it is. And
And you
I
did
did it
that
for a
for
long
how?
time.
My, so you just got your press.
So I did it probably for like 2 years.
Okay.
And well, probably a little bit more than that because before I launched, I had to practice and really learn how to do it. So yeah, I did it for a while, but I got really tired and I was like, and also it wasn't very like efficient, you know? Like if I
Time
was getting a lot
consuming.
of orders,
You're
like
backed up.
how do I like it was just me. Like how do I, you know, paint everything like quickly and still not mess up? So then I decided to switch over to the Transfer Express transfers, which that process is you send them your design and then they send you sheets with your design on them. And it's still a screen print, but it's like heat activated.
I
So you
see.
just like put your shirt down on a heat press, place the design where you want it, and then heat press it for a few seconds, peel it off, and then the design is already on the shirt. It's really, it doesn't leave that many rooms for mistakes. And that's why I decided to do it that way. But it's not where I want to be, you know. My goal is actually to get them like sent to be made. You know, ultimately, that's the goal. Just because it's still really time consuming for me to be there pressing as many shirts as I do. But so yeah, so then I send. That's the process. I press them all down and then make sure everything's good. Then I go through and do photo shoots and make content
It
and
looks
then like market
good. I
it.
think did you do some photos at the park and ride on 99 and I-10? Oh, I could tell. I used to park there. I would park there when I would go to U of H, cause your boy, when he didn't have a car, we had to still go to school.
Yeah.
So I would have to take that. No, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a local. What can I say?
You
But
got me.
what was I gonna say? Aside from the clothing and Aziel, yes? Okay, cool. What else do you do?
So that's really has been my main focus for the past like 3 years.
3 years.
Because so actually I went to school for finance. I actually did not go to school for anything like design related. And but I decided that I wasn't going to pursue finance because it wasn't me. The reason I even like went to school for something like that is because it was kind of like put in me that I needed to go to school, get good grades, get a good job, get paid good money, and help your family. That was kind of what I was taught. So that's what I was. I was a really good student, and then I ended up choosing finance because anytime that I would say like I wanted to do like anything design related, it would kind of like get discouraged, you know? Like it'd be like, oh,
I
like are
know,
you gonna make
yep.
money doing that? Or like,
I
is that,
got that
you
a
know, you're
lot.
too smart for that. Like do something else.
Oh, interesting. Kind of hinting like fashion and things like that is for like lack of intelligence or like.
Which I think is ridiculous.
Well, some of the richest people are fashion designers.
You know, and like, but you know, I don't
Wow.
blame any of the people that like told me those things because it's really all just like,
Fuel?
yeah. Well, for a long time though, I let it discourage me, you know, and I guess I wasn't that confident in what I wanted to do or in myself. So I just believed that, you know, I was never going to be good enough to do anything with it. So then that's why I ended up choosing something like, finance. But I went to school for it and I hated it. I graduated and everything.
But
and I did not like it.
Dang.
So, but I needed to finish, you know, because I was like, you know, for my family. That's the, like, yeah. You know, like, I had to do it. So I finished and I was like, okay, like, I knew I could do it and I didn't. Which, in a way, like, it's like, okay, like, I can still use that, like, for my business. But it just wasn't what I wanted to focus on. So whenever I launched the business, probably, like, 2 weeks before I graduated college with a finance degree.
Okay.
And I would get a lot of questions like, what's your plans after, you know, graduating and stuff? And I would tell people, like, super nervous, like, I'm going to start a business. And
they were,
like, oh, okay.
And this was what year?
I graduated college in 2019.
Okay, so pre-COVID, but like a year before COVID.
Yes,
so,
yes. Honestly, COVID helped my business a lot, but we'll get to that.
Okay, yes.
So, so I would tell them, like, I'm going to start a business. Like, I finally, like, kind of, I guess, had, like, built the courage to, like, okay, I'm going to do this. Because for so long, I had been doing the right thing, or, like, what was expected of me.
Yeah, the social norm, the status quo, High School Musical, following, like, just the flow of everything. Man, High School read us like a book. High School Musical knew it. But so that's interesting. Who are the people that really supported you then? Because I mean, I'm hearing a lot of the people who are just like, ooh, but what about the people who are like, yeah?
So I had a really good support, have had a really good support system. My family has been very supportive. Maybe not everybody in my family was like on board in the beginning because they were kind of like, you know, kind of like,
yeah, okay. I mean, anybody starting a business and stuff like that, I mean, it's a daunting thing. So, I mean, I guess some people just don't have the gall for it.
Well, and I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs. I don't. Like, my family is very hardworking, but they've
the
always
corporate,
worked
yeah,
for
the
other
corporate
people
ladder.
Or, you know, jobs, like, other, like, different jobs. So, you know, not everybody was fully convinced at the beginning, but, like, my mom has supported me since day one. Like,
oh,
I called her whenever I was in college and I was like, I think I really want to do this. She was like, then do it. Do it. And
so
like,
beautiful.
She's always like been very supportive. And then like, I mean, I moved home after college without a job.
Where'd you go?
I went to West Texas. What do you call it? Oh my God, I forgot the name of
the alma mater.
West Texas A&M.
West Texas A&M.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
West Texas?
What do you call it? Yeah, so that's like in the middle of nowhere, like in like Canyon, Texas, Amarillo area.
What made you go over there?
So, whenever I was here doing my basics, I
make sure it's charged and everything because
I can't believe I forgot the name of my school. It's like, where did I go to school?
hey, that was 4 years ago. 3 years ago. I guess. Hey, life's. I went to UTSA my first year.
Yeah.
I totally like. That's a long time ago.
So, okay. So I went. I was doing my basics here. Mm-hmm. And I was working at a school as a paraprofessional.
Okay.
And I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. Because I was always like conflicted. Like,
oh,
you know, I
this...
wanted to be like creative, but like I needed to like get a good job or whatever.
Right.
You know, so I didn't know what I was going to go to school for or anything. But I was tired of working at the school. I realized that I like didn't want to be a teacher or anything like that. I was graduating like with my basics, and it was time for me to go to university, and I didn't even have a car. And when you live in Houston, you know you need a car or some form of transportation, because how are you going to get around? Like, you can't just walk here.
Yeah, everything's far away.
And like even like riding a bike would be, you know, kind of crazy depending on
pushing
where you're
it.
Trying to go, you
pushing
know?
It. Mm-hmm.
So actually, Coque, my fiance, he
fiance.
Yeah.
Wait, did he?
Yeah.
I don't think. Did I say something? Did I? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did I post something? Did I see that? Do I know
I
this?
No. But yeah, we got engaged last year in August.
Congratulations.
And we're getting married next year in May on our 10-year anniversary.
That's beautiful. 10 years.
10 years. I know, it's been a long time.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Thank you. So it was really, he was going to school there for soccer.
Oh. And
I was like not trying to follow him.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't. But he saw that like I was kind of stuck. I was stuck here. I didn't know where to go. I didn't have a car. And it's a small town up there. And so he was like, hey, like, I'm going to school over there. Like, it's a small town. You won't even need a car if you want to come check it out. Like, maybe you'll like it. So I was like, okay, I never imagined that I would leave my family, though. Because, you know, we're Hispanic. Dude, we're Thai.
Yeah.
Like, I never imagined. If you ever ask me, like, younger me, are you, like, moving away? No.
Mm.
No. Now, I'm like, do it. Like, whoever needs to go.
Experience.
It's so important.
I agree.
It is so important. So I went. I checked out the school. It was definitely, like, a big, you know, thing for me. But I was like, I'm going to do it. Because I was stuck. I was stuck and I needed...
Like stagnant.
Out. Yeah, like I needed to figure out what I was going to do. I needed to grow. And I just wasn't growing here anymore. So I decided to go. So we went over there together. It wasn't because I was following him, but it was just like the circumstances.
It's cute. It's cute. Write a movie about it.
It was like just the circumstances. And honestly, like he's also been a very big support system for me. Because, so, you know, he encouraged me to like branch out and go out there. I go. I still didn't have a car, you know, and the school, we lived right in front of the school, so that wasn't a big issue, but I needed to get a job,
right.
You know, because I wasn't just gonna, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found a job, and like either I was gonna walk there or something. Like he had a car, but like he also needed the car to like go to his job and stuff like that. Like he ended up getting me a bike and everything because my job wasn't far, but like, you know, he's always been very supportive and like just like really paid attention to like what I need and has always been like there to try
to figure
help
out
me.
To help.
So he's also been very supportive. He's actually one of the reasons I even like went for it because he is very like entrepreneur, like, you know.
Yeah, really.
He comes from a family of entrepreneurs and and it's just like in him, you know. And so he's very much the type of person that like when he wants to do something, he does it.
I think athletes and people like him are very dedicated to their craft, have that in them to like really have that laser focus. And I think that's very difficult for a lot of people. Like personally for me as well, like having discipline and stuff like that is difficult. And I can definitely tell that that's something that, especially to the level that he got and how serious he took his sports, like I know for a fact that that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, but he just... what do you call it? Yeah, he's just very like a go-getter.
Yeah.
So like he really like motivated me and just like inspired me. And he really like when I told him like what I wanted to do, he always like from the very beginning was like, do it. Like go ahead, like do it. Like, and he's always pushed me. So like he's been a very like big help to me.
That's very sweet. And I'm just like thinking like all of like it's crazy how, you know, you obviously have had very big people like support you, like your mom and your significant other, your fiance. But like I've come to this is from my friend that he was like I think my season 2 opener, the guy that I did an interview at a pop-up shop with. But
okay,
I was talking with him and something that I realized, it's surprising that strangers are going to support you more than your own, like people that are, like, right, been there for you since forever are going to support you. So, like, even that you have people in your inner circle supporting you must be incredible.
Yeah, no, but that is a reality, though, that, like, a lot of times, like, strangers from, like, across the country, across the world are, like, believing in you and, like, your own, like, people that you grew up with are, like, when are you getting a real job?
That, I think, is... Oh, have you had people really say that to you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I have, like,
that's rude.
Maybe not with that like attitude. But still the intention
so
of
so like what are you gonna actually do with your life?
Like, and it's oh, like, you know, very like kindly, like, oh, so when are you gonna get a job? You know, but like it's still the same, like
same energy. That's the same energy, really. Oh my gosh. Some people, like, it's so interesting, like how some people will like say, approach, or engage you. Like, not understand, like, the energy and, like, think about, like, if I say this, like, this person's, like, pursuing their dream. They're, like, doing something they love. And I'm going to ask them, what are they going to do with their life?
But you know what? I've learned that a lot of times whenever people have that approach, it's not really because they want to, like, bring you down. But it's because, like, of their own experiences.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I don't necessarily blame them. It's just, like, the experiences they've had that, like, kind of have limited their mindset. And a lot of times they try to, like, put that on you too, like they're not able to do something or they're not willing to do something, so they, I guess, in a way, like, not that they don't want you to do it, but it's almost like
like, that's where their blinders are at. Yeah. So, like, their horizons are so cut off. Like, I mean, and this is, I think, can connect to, like the Hispanic households and that non-entrepreneurial, like, environment. Because it's, like, they don't see, like, being your own boss, starting something from nothing. All of that, you know. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And what would you say was the hardest part about starting Aziel and, like, really pursuing this dream of yours?
The hardest, it's a few things, honestly. It took me a while to start because, like I said, like, at first I wasn't super confident. Like, I was just like, I want to do this, but, like, I don't know, like, mm-hmm. you know? And I was really afraid of failing. Failure was something that I was just like, what if I fail? You know, mm-hmm. well, like, what if this doesn't work out? What if I'm wrong? Because like, I had always been successful in school, mm-hmm. you know?
Like, you're very studious, you know, academics has been well on you.
You know, and so my family really, like, admired me for that because I was mm-hmm. a really good student. So, like, I didn't want to fail them, you know, and I just didn't want to fail in front of people. It's just, like, mm-hmm. the fear of failure. But, you know, I have learned that failure is such a beautiful thing. Like, it still sucks, yes. you know? Like, it yes. still sucks. Like, nobody wakes up and is like, I want to fail today, you know? But
low-key, you should think that way. Low-key, yeah. Because
when you fail, the reality is when you fail, you learn. Mm-hmm. You learn. You see what you need to improve, what you need to make better. Like, where are you doing something wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. If you don't fail, if everything's, like, sunshine and rainbows, like, you never, like, grow.
You end up having that, like, privileged kind of mindset. Like, all the people that, I mean, obviously live very lavish, you know, and comfy lives, you know. I mean, they might not have experienced that failure, so, like, you'll have, like, I mean, so I teach swim lessons, so, like, I definitely have kids who, like, say no, and no is no. Mom and dad, when they hear his no or her no, that's, they get what they want. So, and, you know, it's a very difficult thing, but I love working with kids because it's such a raw and genuine, like, experiences that you get to see of, like, they, you know, having to learn how to, like, telling kids, like, it's okay to mess up, and it's okay if you don't know this or that, or if you mess up, like, it is okay. That's why I'm here. That's why, like, we're learning. Like, that's why we're practicing and right. trying to instill that in kids just so that they know, like, failure is so good. You cannot it's be scared
necessary.
Of...
Yeah. It is very necessary because it just helps you become, like, who you're meant to be, you mm-hmm. know? Like, I don't know. I just... Not that I love, it's discouraging when you fail, obviously, you know, like, if you yeah. put your all into something and you fail, like, it can be very discouraging, but also it teaches you how strong you can be, yeah. you know, and it teaches you to figure out how to get back up and, like, how are you gonna, yes, so, I mean, it's really important. So that was probably one of my, like, struggles at first. I was like, I didn't want to fail, but now I'm like, okay, I fail left and right, and it's okay, I'm learning.
Yeah. you're out on top, like, I mean, I don't really know exactly how successful everything is, but, like, I'll say this, if you're still posting content and there's new things coming out, like, it must be going pretty good, like, for, I mean, at least to my cousin, she I have a hoodie that she designed. I mean, she bought the hoodie, but, like, she hand painted, like, a design on it and sold it, and, like, I know it takes time and it takes a huge investment.
It takes a lot of time.
And people have to believe in you.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like it requires a lot of patience too. Mm-hmm. Because, like I was telling you before, in the world we live in, on social media, everything looks like it's so fast. You know, like yeah. you, it's from one day to another, you're successful. Mm-hmm. And it's not really, that's not really, maybe it's worked out for some people that way because of social media, but it's yeah. not always the case. So you have to understand that. It's not going to be a, you know, yeah. from one day to another thing. Like, you really have to work at it. You really can't give up on it if you really believe in it.
Delayed gratification.
Yes.
And it's so hard because I think that's something that I grew up with, not learning and stuff like that. And, I mean, I've come to realize, you know, our parents, I think, like, as we grow up, I'm close to around the age. I'm, like, in between the age of, like, my mom and my dad when I was born. Like, yeah. they were my age, and I'm just trying to think and put myself in their shoes and, like, all the life that they've experienced and all of this, that, and the other, like, I wonder where, you know, thinking of, like, me and my sister and stuff like that, like, the thoughts of like raising a kid and the like the lessons and like things that are the other, like they might not even have thought about that because they came here from Colombia and like started trying to just live life out here. Yeah. So like I could imagine like I talked about this, like we have the luxury of having emotional intelligence and like really getting to delve deep within ourselves, and I think like our parents and our ancestors, anybody that traveled, like immigrants or stuff like that, like their focus was like survival.
Right.
They didn't really care. Like, they're sad.
What you gotta do?
Mom is like, I know you're sad, but you're gonna read, you're gonna clean, blah blah blah. Like, we're gonna keep it pushing.
Yeah.
So I think that's very interesting, like the cultural difference and like how hard times make strong men or women, and then like calm times makes like obviously people who are like not as prepared for like the difficulties and like abrasive things in life, I guess. I just find that interesting.
Yeah.
Because like, are your parents from here?
No, my parents are Colombian also.
Oh, yes. I knew that because your brother, are you the oldest?
No, so I have a blended family.
Okay.
I'm like right in the middle of everybody. So it's five siblings. Wow. And my brother is the one after me. In our blended circle. Like, it's not all the same parents, so.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. How's your brother?
He's good.
That's good. Yeah. I was never really, like, crazy close to them at all, but, like, I think through social media, like, I mean, I've been... I think the same thing with, like, okay, like, I think growing up, I was never, ever, like, tight with him, but I was always, like, you know...
Still see you around type of thing.
Yeah, and especially, like... I think at the time when we got to, like, high school and whatnot, like, our, like, people kind of got their friend groups in order. Yeah. So, like, I think I played him at King of the Court one time.
Really?
Yeah. I do it now. I still play volleyball. Like, yeah. I love. And that's the thing, like, I'm trying to really think of ways and how I can make, like, I guess, a future for myself with doing things I love because... There's like people like what you said, like you did finance, you have a degree to be able to have a very good paying job and stuff like that, but you're doing something you love.
And that's the thing. So I just felt like God was calling me to do something else, you know, like to do something more. I'm not saying like talking down on like a finance job, like it's a good thing, it's a great job, but it just wasn't for me. Like that's not what I was designed to do. You know, so whenever I felt like God was calling me to do something else, I finally like built up the courage to be like, okay, I'm going to listen because I don't want to live a life that I'm not meant to live. I want to be who I was created to be.
Or live life with regrets.
Yeah. Like, so that's why I went for it because I just felt like, and it's a sacrifice. It's, you know, you struggle and everything like that, but it's worth it to me because at the end of the day, I am doing something that I feel passionate about, something that I believe in.
That matters.
You know, something that I'm like building up and I can really create into anything that I want it to be.
True. Very true. And I really advocate for people to like embrace that adversity because adversity only makes you better. And like, yeah, I think as hard as life can get, you know, I feel like we talked about getting discouraged and having like people like loved ones like not be on your side, not be on your team. You gotta be your own like support system.
You have to
as well.
Stand like firm. Whenever you choose to do like, you know, something out of like the norm.
The duck! Let's go. We were talking. I'm so glad it rang. We got one or two quacks, but we were talking about before we started recording, like off. Let me put my phone on, do not disturb. Because we have a ducky, a duck ringtone. It's so cute. I think ducks are cute.
Embarrassing. So, what I was saying is that you really have to like stand firm in like what you believe in. You know, whenever people are asking you, when are you gonna get a real job? Like, I would literally have to be like, this is my job. This is what I'm gonna do. And like, you just have to really like stand like firm in it and have like confidence in it, even if like. You don't really like feel that confident in it yet. Like, you can't let people discourage you if something like this is something that you want to do or believe in.
Yeah, and it's interesting the ways that like you can see people like, I won't call it hating, but just like, it's so interesting how like you just don't like think like if someone's like talking to you and like letting you know that they're doing something that they love and like not be excited about it and not be happy for them and stuff like that. It blows my mind.
It's honestly really sad.
It is, because it's like you grow up and you have all these people in your life that you think are like advocating for you, and then you'll like share with them, and it's like incredibly deflating to see that they're not supportive of you. Like, it's like so interesting to like to try to ponder on like how people, I guess, judge others, and like the way that they what they connotate to like independence and like entrepreneurship and stuff like that. I don't get it. Something that I ask all of my guests, okay, and just to get a, I guess, a general idea of, I guess, your perception of like how you put yourself out there. I want to get your thoughts and your opinion on the slogan of the podcast, and I'll give you like a little explanation,
okay,
about it all. But the slogan of the podcast is authenticity equals no vulnerability equals authenticity. And that's derived from the more vulnerable you are, the more authentic the connections that you make with others are. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's true. I think that's true because when you're vulnerable, I feel like you have to be really honest, mm-hmm, about like what you're going through or who you are. And that does create like stronger like bonds with people. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's true.
And I actually really like that this is kind of like how the conversation went to, because like went towards, because I'm glad you agree with it and, you know, agree with it. But what about the people that you do end up being vulnerable to that end up, I guess, because I've had some guests like be like, yeah, you can be vulnerable, but like also have to be wary about who it is with, because there's people that like, I think, have the blinders on in their lives and that can't see that type of success that you see. So with the people that, I guess, are doing that around you in your life, like in that interaction that you had with like, oh, like when are you gonna have like a real job, blah blah blah, like how do you, what do you, what's your thought process emotionally and mentally when you are engaging with people who are like having those like kind of awkwardly abrasive moments of like kind of shitting on your dreams, but also like interested in like, I guess, what you have more going on in life?
So I do also think that, yes, sometimes you do have to be careful who you are, like, too open with. Mm-hmm. I do believe that because some people just don't understand, you know, like, where you're coming from, or they choose not to, you know, try to understand.
Yeah.
So you do have to kind of, like, in a way, like, protect your dream. Because sometimes, like, let's say, like, you have a dream and you want to tell to someone that's, you know, talking down on it or something, like you have to protect your dream, because if you just allow people to speak negative things into your life, like then you're gonna get discouraged. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to like really like, I guess, almost like stay away or just be careful to like, you know, how much you share. Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to speak life into like your dream, you know. Yeah. So I mean, I do believe that sometimes you do have to, you know, put a little bit of space between the people that are not
the haters.
Yeah, and but also like still like with all the love in the world, you know, not, yeah, like not like hating them because they didn't like, right, believe in you or anything like that, but just, you know,
kill them with kindness.
You just have to just, you know, keep your space a little bit, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that being vulnerable is, it's not a bad thing, you know.
I don't disagree, and I feel like it's very liberating. Just in like, I've just throughout life, like you see and you meet people who are just like not real people. Like, you can tell that their social media or whatever it is, like, they have just this whole act that you, like you look around and, like, where's the camera? Like, why are you acting this way? Like,
yeah.
It's just so disingenuous. I don't know. I find it when you're able to really be your unforgiving self, like, nothing but success can come.
You know, and it's actually really cool whenever you do come across people that you can be that open with. Mm-hmm. Because you can really, like, learn so many things about. Like, I love talking to people that, like, open up and, like, tell me, mm-hmm, about their dreams. Because when you see, like, the way a person's eyes
light, yes,
up, I love that. Like, yeah. I'm like, tell me more. Like, I want to know, like, because I believe in you. Like, yeah. I just tell me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also really cool when you connect with people that you can be vulnerable or open or honest with, you know.
I agree. And, like, those people are... how is the saying? Few and far between. Because, like, I mean, because then there's like there's that person that like even if they don't understand it or they don't agree or whatever, there's like you said, they're still interested, invested. They like see that light in your eye and everything. That, you know, you might have people who are like honest and forward with you and want to see you succeed, but like don't share that enthusiasm with your dreams and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible when you get a chance to run into people that are able to, I guess, like match that energy.
Yeah.
I think it's very nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's been a pleasure talking with you, honestly. I'm glad we finally got this. I think it's been this, we've couple months.
A couple months
that we've been trying to figure it out, but that's okay. Like, I mean, people have lives. And I think that's what's been like so hard. Like, a lot of life has happened that kind of what I told you before the podcast, that, you know, been a little hard lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's staying motivated. And that's what, this is where I think I've been seeing a lot, like, discipline is gonna surpass motivation, because you can stop being motivated.
Absolutely.
But if you're disciplined, like, you're gonna do what you gotta do.
Yes, because at least for me, like, it can be hard sometimes, you know? And like, whenever you're putting in work and you're not where you wanna be, it can be hard. But you have to just keep going. That's where discipline comes in. You have to keep getting up and keep doing it. So,
and having routine, I think, something that I'm also trying to practice. Do you have, like, how do you practice discipline in your life?
Honestly, yeah, I think like routines help me. So like I was telling you about my morning routine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I try 3 times a week to like go to the gym, mm-hmm, early. And then I'll come home, I'll eat breakfast, take a shower, I'll do a Bible study. That's something that I really try to incorporate in my day because it's really important to me and what I do. And then once I, like, you know, get myself good for the day, then I, like, start working. But, yeah, like, honestly, having, like, those routines and just, like, it's honestly, like, a lot of mental work, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I honestly, even, like, just, like, going to the gym. Whenever I first started going to the gym, I was very, like, I can't do this. Like, I can't. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is too hard. Like, very, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And Koke, again, helped me a lot.
Boy.
He helped me a lot. He actually trained me in the beginning. Cause
nice.
I was always, like, really tiny. So I wanted to, like, you know. And I was too shy to go to the gym because I didn't know what I was doing. So, like, he, like, trained me in the beginning. And he had to push me a lot. And I learned a lot from, like, his mentality. You know, you really have to, like, get in there and, like, convince yourself or, like, tell yourself, like, I can. Even if it's hard, I can do that. You know, you have to really, like, speak those things into yourself. So it's a lot of, like, mental work, I feel, that you have to do to, like, be disciplined and stuff. But it's not.
I agree. And like, I think with sports, it's very easy because you have that goal.
Right.
But with just, like, life and, like, I guess not having that, like, I guess, short-term goal that sports have, you have a lot of room for other, like, doubt and stuff to creep in. That's really good. That I think practicing that mental fortitude through adversity, just in any facet of life, is so good. Just because anything you face, you're going to have that mentality of, like, this seems very difficult, but I'm going to be able to figure it out. And we move.
Yeah.
It's interesting how, like, in sports, you get to see, like, not how people are okay with losing, but just, like, when they lose, like, how they, that desire, that hunger to be, like, dang, like, analyzing what happened, but, like, it's, obviously okay, it's a game, blah, 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 but, like, in general, just, like, failing, like, not being, I guess, hungry for, like, that next success, and I feel like having that drive to, in just, like, a small thing like sports, like, not being okay with losing and stuff, or, like, not liking losing, I feel like can reflect a lot on, like, success and, like, as failure, like, you know, I had to have that reflection within myself, like, I have not been that consistent this season with, like, my guests and recording and this and the other, and, like, really not being okay with it, because I love doing this. I think this is so fun, getting to talk to people. Almost everybody that I've gotten to really talk to, I get to see that light in their eye of, like, them doing what they love, and hearing the passion in their voice is so much fun, and really, like, I think it's contagious, like, when you're around that energy.
Right.
So, what was I going with this? No, I just getting back on the horse. You know, if you fall off,
yeah,
get up, saddle up, keep it pushing.
Do it.
With what's the future look like for Aziel? Like, what are your goals? What do you want to see this company in a year, 5 years, 10 years?
I have a lot of goals, honestly. Yeah. Like, I feel like God has given me a vision of like where this can be and where it should be going. And so it can be really big. Some of it I won't share because it's just, you know, you don't want to like talk about it too soon, but I do see it.
Having that, like, I was going to ask, this is something I thought about, I think, before. Are you the type of person that doesn't like to talk about it till it happens, or somewhere in between?
It just depends, because, you know, sometimes, like I said, when it's something like too big, like, you just want to like protect it a little bit, like, hold off on it, but I do see it being bigger, something, you know, important, growing even more. I'd like to build a team of people and not just, you know, be me and Jesus.
That's fair.
I'd like to also, like, you know, have a space, like a more professional space to work in. Like, I do see it, you know, growing, being something bigger. But yeah, God has given me some beautiful visions of like what it can become. That's and awesome. So that's why I keep going.
That's awesome.
Because I like to serve people. I like to help people as much as I can. So
how do you advocate and like practice your and strengthen your faith? What does that look like? Do you go to church a lot? Do you do a lot of, I guess, Bible studies? Do you connect with other people?
So I do go to church. Honestly though, full transparency, there are times when I kind of stray away. Sometimes the busyness of life just, you know, gets like the best of me and I will stray away. But it's very apparent in my life when that happens. Like, I need God, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, the good thing about God, or the beautiful thing, is that he's always there, like, waiting for us with his arms open wide for, you know, when we're ready. So, you know, I always find my way back. But, yeah, I do, you know, try to go to church as much as I can. I do try to I have never actually read the entire Bible before. So that's something that, like, I really wanted to, like, try to do, or I will do. So that's why I've been doing, like, my Bible studies a lot and just trying to, like, I got myself a new Bible and, like, it has, like, it's, like, little plans and I've been trying to follow along
with that. I feel like when you invest into something, like, an activity like that, like, trying to get through the whole Bible, like, I think, what's an equivalent that I could, like, you're doing something, oh, like, water, okay, yeah, this is what it was. I want to get a cool water jug because I want to drink more water and be better about it. And I think, and I was kind of discouraged because it's like, you have a jug at home, or you have this, or you have that. And it's like, yes, but I feel like when you invest into it, I don't know. I feel like there it is. Like, you're investing into it. Like, you're putting in to hopefully enjoy it and get, like, something out of it. So I feel like what you just said, like, you know, you invested in your Bible. You're excited now. You're ready. You're motivated. How far along are you on that journey of reading the Bible?
So there's like a plan that goes, like, you know, with the Bible that I got, and it'll tell you like what to read each day. But sometimes, like, I'm not in the right headspace, so I'll have to read like less. So it's taken me a little bit, you know. And also, like, reading the Bible is not just reading any book. Like, you really, like, if you really want to understand it, you really have to get into the Word. So it's taken me a while. I read all of Genesis. I read Exodus. And I started reading, I had to skip through to Proverbs because I just wanted to, like, start reading Proverbs. So, I mean, it's still in the beginning stages, I'm doing it. You know, one thing, though, that I do feel like I guess, lack, or, like, I need to really do is, like, get around more people that, like, I can, like, grow my faith with. That's something that I haven't necessarily done because it's hard for me to find a balance. That's another thing that I struggle with. It's hard for me to find a balance between, like, work and, like, personal life, just because when you have, like, a business, it requires so much time.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm, like, I'm always, like, trying to do, you know, what I need to do, and then, like, I don't always make time for, like, you know, friendships or stuff like that. So that's something that I really, like, struggle with.
But I mean, it's because, like, you love what you do.
Yeah.
So that's, like, I mean, shit, if I could play sports all day, I would.
But it's still important though for me. I think it would help me a lot if I did get around people or like, you know, had a group of friends that I like really could like help me in the in this area, just because like that's how you grow too. Like you're not meant to do life alone. Like so.
How would you say you're coming about like embracing that? Is that something like you just like lately, like, damn, I need to
Yeah,
go hang out with my
honestly,
friends?
lately, like I've been thinking about it a lot. I'm like,
Do you have friends that are like as religious as you are?
so I not very many, honestly. Like I said, I have struggled in the department of like being around my friends a lot. But I do have a friend, her name is Renata, that she also like has a very like beautiful relationship with God. So that's someone that I can connect to on that level. But like I said, like I'm always like in my zone that I don't make enough time to really like reach out and be with those people. But and also like I've met a lot of people through social media actually
I can
that
imagine.
like have like those beautiful relationships also that like I can connect to. It's just me that I need to really make the time to like get into it. But I
Share with
think
others,
I've
yeah.
been thinking about it a lot honestly because I know I'm not married yet or anything, but I'm like, okay, I'm getting married next year. Like I'm not having kids yet either, but like when I do, like who am I gonna raise my kids around?
That is something, interestingly enough, that I just thought about. 'Cause so, man, a lot of people have me. So, two of my cousins, so one of my cousins and my cousin's fiance are having kids in Philadelphia. And Helen, like one of my absolute closest friends, I love you. She's having a kid, and like thinking about like all the people, and especially like, I mean, when you're with someone for, I guess, at least longer than, I would imagine if you're longer with anybody for than a year or two, like you're thinking, okay, long term
Right.
family, blah 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 blah, and how I would love to be around my family and stuff, just 'cause like I grew up with going like to family reunions and
Right.
like the cousin hangouts and da 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 da. It's important to think about who your circle is, to know like these are people I can trust around my kid, that I wanted my kid to be around, da 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 da.
And that's the thing, like I'm super family oriented. Like that's one thing, like if I'm not working, I'm with my family, you know? But I'm saying, like, apart from my family, like, it's important to have people that you can count on, people that you can, do life with. But.
How would you say you're gonna embrace that? I think that's good for people who, I think this is a good discussion to have of people who are like are super engrossed in work, their passions, their work, da 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 da. How would you say you're gonna you're trying to make time for friends or like reaching out and do things like that? 'Cause I'm assuming, you know, going out nightlife isn't like
Not really my
super,
cup of tea.
not really a cup of tea. Yeah, and
Well,
that.
I'll say this though, like I don't mind, like I'm Colombian. I like dancing, you know?
Facts.
Like I don't drink or anything like
We
that,
do
like
like dancing.
yeah, but I love dancing. So like I have no problem, like I love going to like family like parties or like, anywhere like, where I can dance. Like I'm happy, you know? But
Fair.
yeah, like I'm not someone that's like at the club like every weekend or anything like that.
I hear you, and it's tiring. As someone who did that, it is tiring. And it's crazy. I used to think I was literally invincible. It's crazy how I would go out and then go home at 3 o'clock and then have work at 8:45.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah,
See, no,
absurd.
the older like I get, I'm like, I need to sleep. Like,
I agree.
it's like early,
100%.
and I'm like, I'm so tired. Like, I'm
Yeah.
like, am I getting old?
I work in Bel Air and from here, so like I'm getting out. I'm moving out there just 'cause like there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way at all. But what do you feel like you enjoy enough to be able to connect with others besides, I guess, going out and dancing?
To like,
Activity
what could I
wise.
do?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like, well, at church they do have like a lot of like connect groups where like you
Where do you
could
go?
like, huh?
Where do you go?
What church do I go to? Hope City.
Heard a lot about Hope City. Do you
Yeah,
like it?
I do. I used to go to Lakewood. I went to Lakewood for a while, and then I went to Lakewood to like the Spanish service for a bit with like my family, and then we started going to the Lakewood Young Adults because they had like a service like for like younger adults at night. But because of like the time, because it was like Sunday nights, like it was just
Interesting.
like,
Yeah, that to get started for the week, that's kind of difficult.
yeah,
In Houston.
So we ended up like finding Hope City, and then it was like a morning thing, and like we ended up going to Hope City and have really enjoyed it. So yeah, there's a lot of like connect groups that I know I can do, and like they meet like all over the city and they do all kinds of different things. It's just honestly, I feel like getting out of my comfort zone.
You nervous?
Yeah, because like I said, like my people have always been like my family. So like just again, kind of getting like out of my comfort zone and just like, you know, putting myself out there
Meeting
and
new
like,
people
and I
and
think
stuff like
maybe
that.
like, I don't know, maybe like, maybe I have like trust issues in a way, like with
Really?
friends. Like I've had some like, you know, bad friend experiences, not everything, but you know, so then sometimes I feel like maybe that's something that kind of holds me back from being too close to people.
Interesting. Yeah. You're weary about letting people in. That's fair.
But, you know, it's something I need to work on because, like I said, you're not meant to do life alone, and I know that, so.
I see. Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, I mean, like, hey, that makes sense. Like, I mean, I think that just sounds like any other relationship. You know, once you're hurt, you know, you're very wary of like the next person that you really want to let into your life. That makes sense. That makes sense. We are nearing that time towards the end. So, is there anything, any last little nugget that you want to leave the listeners off with, before we sign off?
Oh, yeah, so I would just say to anyone listening that has like a dream or like wants to pursue anything that might be, you know, that might sound crazy or feel crazy, I just, if God planted it in your heart, then it's not crazy and it's possible, and I feel like you should go for it. It might be scary, it might be, you know, something that you don't know of like how it's gonna go, but just if you don't try, you'll never know, you know? So I just want to encourage people to pursue what God is calling them to do and to walk in their purpose and to do what they're designed to do and not settle for, you know, a life that they just weren't meant to live.